Hello.
Hi, hi. This is Sarita, but I'm also known as Bible Study Girl, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. The first voice that you were assaulted with on your ears was the voice of the executive producer of the podcast, Bible Study Brother.
What's good, people? It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I am also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime, and this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. And as my sister likes to say, we are biological brother and sister who share the same mother. We're not just brothers and sisters in Christ.
Correct. You are right. We're related to each other, for real, for real. And it's always a fun time for us to get to talk, just catch up. So, how is your week going?
It's going good. By the time this comes out, my wife has gone on a trip, or not gone on a trip, I don't know. Either way, she's been away from me for a couple of days. I made it.
And you've survived.
I survived.
You're being a prophet and forecasting into the future because you have no clue when this episode is
coming. Just throwing this stuff.
You're just throwing it out.
Yeah.
So my week is going great. I'm starting to be, I say it's going great, but I'm really starting to be exhausted. So I've actually, and it might be because I do have a lot of different things on my plate. I'm juggling a lot of different things right now. And so I'm going to go to the doctor and see what's up. I'm going to see my therapist tomorrow. It's been a while since I've seen him, just to check in and kind of talk through some things. But the week is, it's going good. You know, of course, everything in life is not always poly positive, but I don't have any major complaints. And if I do, I'm going to talk about them with my therapist tomorrow. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, I do have some complaints, some things I need to like process. And it's always helpful for me personally when I can process them with someone that's not, I don't even know if invested is the right word, but you know what I mean?
I'll show from the site, because the our family effect is in full effect with him.
With my therapist. So I'm not going to say somebody that's not invested, but I'm going to say somebody that is not in the middle of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't really know these people. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. To give me a different perspective. So hopefully that will be helpful for me. So that's it. That's all as far as I'm concerned. Let's go ahead and do today's scripture before we jump into the topic of our episode.
Okay. Normally, I hit y'all with one, but today I'm going to hit y'all with two verses. Matthew 18, verse 19 through 20, because I've been saying it a lot, and I just think it's just one of those things that I want to remind people. Again, I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Let the organs play.
I was just going to say, it looks like maybe there's some sound effects going on, but I can't hear them. I'm probably talking over the organ. It's fine. It's fine. We do that here. I think that's a very appropriate scripture scriptures. I think those are very appropriate for what we're discussing today. If you are new around these parts, you may not be familiar with this format. And actually, if you started listening anytime during like the end of last year, like the middle of 2023, probably to the end, you probably aren't familiar with this format, because we most of the end of the year going through a book and doing a book club series. So this is what we call a blog recap episode.
I like that.
I like the echoey sound effect. I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna start acknowledging greatness
See, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
when it comes around. So this is a blog recap episode where we pick a blog from BibleStudyGirl.com. Bible Study Brother reads it, and I read it as well, just to kind of refresh ourselves as to what the blog is about. Then Bible Study Brother lets us know what he got from the blog, the things that stood out the most to him, what was most personal for him, any insights he has. And then I hop in and I'll let you guys know what I felt at the time that I published the blog. And then I'll let you know how I feel current day. Sometimes it's the same, sometimes it is different. And it's always, I've said this before, this is why I think the scriptures are so appropriate that you read. Me and you are gathered together today in Jesus' name. Even though we are gathered virtually, we're gathered together today in Jesus' name. And I think one of the things that has been most true for me and impactful for me is that every time we go through a blog recap,
Recap.
I should have never told you I liked Oh, man. Every time go through a blog recap, I know it is something that God wants me to hear even present day, and just to remind me of present day. So I feel like it's very, very appropriate. Thank you for letting the Lord use you with your scriptures. Today's blog post is entitled Talent Search. I would love for you guys to head to BibleStudyGirl.com so you can read the blog for yourself and come away with your own takeaways and the things that are most important and personal and pertinent to your life.
Oh, you
There
do?
is a magnet.
Buying
You
glass? Oh, sorry. I was just trying to do
better
your
do
thing. You just
it.
click the magnifying glass and type in talent search, and it'll take you directly, not only to the blog post. It's at the top of the page. You'll just
Where?
or top right corner,
Okay, it's in the top
top right
right. So
corner,
people know where, there's a little
and then
magnifying
you go
glass.
top right corner, and then it's gonna take itself. Not the magnifying glass, but the search bar is gonna turn in the middle. You just put talent search
Yeah, you
and
type
the
in the words
blog
talent search.
post, and this podcast will be there.
There you go. So there will be a double picture. If it's the one that doesn't have a play button, that's the actual blog. Usually the actual blog is underneath the podcast. So super excited for you guys to read it and to tell me anything that you tell me and Bible Study Brother, really anything that you took away from the blog post and reading it. The blog post that we are discussing today, Talent Search, was published on BibleStudyGirl.com in November of 2019. So over 4 years ago. So Bible Study Brother, you can take it away. Let us give us a brief overview of Talent Search and what you thought about
So
it.
let's do my new thing,
Oh, your new thing is where, oh, let me jump ahead of you. Your new thing is you pick an excerpt from the blog to read. That's your new thing.
indubitably, of course it is.
I can dig it. We're using our vocabulary words today. I'm here for it.
exactly, and the
I will
intellect.
say this. This is I'm going off on a tangent,
You are.
but we grew up in a household. My mama does this to this day. She doesn't care how old you are or if you don't have knowledge of a word. She just uses them. And then you have to use context clues, or you just have to straight up say, what does that mean?
Her
I think that
and
is
her
the skill.
daughter-in-law. Her daughter-in-law does it with people, and we'll just have a whole conversation as if I know who these people are, and don't give on that you don't know who these people are, because then you got to go down the road of getting explained to who
Explaining.
these people are, and it's just like, if you just tell me a story, I'm gonna get who they is.
Tell you something. I said she doesn't care how old you are because I feel like she talked to me the way she talks to me now when I was a young child, like 3 or 4, using the big words. And I'm gonna say I feel like she does that. because she still does it today. She talks to little kids like that. But I like it because I think it's a great way to increase their vocabulary and give them some great synonyms.
Dog.
And I'm going to tell you, when I realized that I did it, I talked to Sweet Baby the same way, even when she was younger. Like, I would use words that were way beyond her years. And I'm going to tell you, when I realized that I did it, something happened. Sweet Baby was like 3 years old. I don't know what happened or whatever. It was something that she didn't like. And she was like, oh, this is such a tragedy. Was like, you know what? I say that to her a lot. And like, you know, she's soaking it in, soaking it in. I'm my mother's child, but
You
yeah,
are,
I'm
and
just shouting out the
I was
vocabulary
just not
words.
realizing the context by which she would do it when we were younger, and it was probably different when y'all were younger. Well, when you were younger, well, y'all were both younger. But anyway, so she's a nurse, and so there were so many times where she would just be talking about her day in general. About like maybe what she did or whatever, not ever saying who she was doing whatever on, but just talking about the day,
The procedures
the
or
procedure.
whatever. We did a
And
blookie.
exactly, we did a myomectomy, endoscopy, colonoscopy through the throat gland of, and we just be sitting there like, okay, like I don't know what is that? And then she would explain to us what it was. Like, but we would just sit there for it's like, well, most times, because we got to the point, because we're very vocal.
That is true.
So I'm trying to think about whether or not we would just sit there and let her tell her story, or if we would be ourselves as of like whenever the change happened to be like, hey, what is that? Like, before you
Right.
get all of your story, what is that?
I don't know. Probably younger me, I probably would wait till she was finished to ask, what is that? Also, I mean, we are going to talk about Talent Search, the blog, but this was another one of my favorite things to do. Like, I've always been nosy. And
As soon as you get that, I have one more little tangent on this because you doing that made me think of me.
okay. So I've always been nosy. And I've always spent a lot of time with my mom, just going to different places with her. Just because she has stuff to do. She's a busy lady, you know, out in the streets. And so, because I was a voracious reader, reading above my grade level, and I had a thirst to know what everything meant and what words meant, she would spell. Like, if she was having a conversation with somebody and she didn't want me to know what she was saying, she would spell it. I mean, eventually she stopped doing it because all she was doing was increasing my brain power and like ability to figure out what different stuff meant. And I would just wait till she was finished having whatever conversation or whatever, and a person would leave, and I would say, "What does ambidextrous mean?" She, girl. And so she switched from spelling stuff out loud to writing stuff in cursive. Do you want to know how quickly I learned cursive writing? Real fast, but I let it slide for a while. One other thing I used to do is, we've talked about this before, but we had like, Mama had bought a complete set of like encyclopedias, like we had dictionary. And I remember being seven, six, seven. If there was a word somebody said or I saw in one of her cursive writing that she didn't want me to know, because I was that real bad nosy, I would just
Real
go to the dictionary and look it up. So, I mean, yeah, I'm off
Okay.
my Wordle
Now we
10.
still there because same thing. So it's a family thing that context and undercurrent or whatever is never gonna be lost on the two of these people that's in this room. Because
Right.
from every angle, there was somebody, whether it was our grandmother who taught me and my sister how to predict things So no matter what show we're watching, we're anticipating trying to predict the ending before the ending gets there. So we know all story beats before they get there. But the Wordle aspect of us, what was you going to say?
I was going to say, it's not something that she explicitly taught us, but talks to the TV the entire time we're watching something. And so I think that so now me and you are like, and this is what's been to happen. Let me tell you.
Yes. Because she didn't like sit down, but we took it like, and using the other observation skills that we have and those that we were taught, and we just combined everything. Because because everything is about how much you notice in our eyes. Like, you can see that coming. There was 10 things that said before this happened that this was going to happen. So much like you with spelling, I didn't want to read. I didn't want to do all this other stuff. We haven't gotten to that blog post, I don't think. Or maybe we did.
I think we did at some point last year.
But when we got to that blog post, I tell a story about learning to read. And so once I learned how to read, I was my sister. So context of everything made sense. So we drove by on what street is that?
That's 12th Street.
Yeah, I thought it was 12th. So, hey, okay, so you know where I'm going. So, and immediately.
I already know the story.
LIQUOR. And Daddy's Beer. I get the context, and I'm like, I'm elementary school, mind you. Like, this is the same thing that she said earlier. It's like, I like that and Daddy's Beer go together.
But I will say, I think all these tangents that we've gone on really are closely related to the blog post. Yeah. So go ahead
and do my excerpt.
Your excerpt. You know, I try 17 minutes in.
Lord.
I try not to interrupt you, but sometimes it gets good. And what's the scripture you read? What, two or three are gathered? He gonna come on in, and he came on in.
Well, y'all don't, unless you read, for those of you that go and read the blog post after I give the excerpt, I promise the location that I'm coming from will not always be the same. But that's only a nugget for those of you that are reading. So here we go. God has given us our talents to affect the world in a positive way. He wants us to be the change agents. It shouldn't be the other way around. And then there are those who say they don't have talents. That's just not true. Your talents may not be talents that people can sit back and watch. You may have the gift of prayer, but you don't know because you haven't been doing it.
You snapping? I was getting ready to snap. I'll tell you something. When you read it, sometimes I'll be like, oh, that does sound like she can write.
Oh, we are the same person. Same. Like, I'm going to get into the blog post. This is my last tangent about this writing stuff. So I had a leap of faith of, like, so there was a time where I was trying to see about my writing and see where I am. So I had to do this writing prompt, and it came out really good in my mind. But and granted, I am a hard critic of myself, but I'm also, like, I get excited with myself when I know, ooh, that took me a little bit more time, or ooh, I was trying, like, some, you know, using some literary device that I really, really enjoy. So I let people read this prompt that I had written, and I got some good feedback from it. And it was the first time that that had happened in a very long time, because there's so many people I know that have never experienced or read my writing or seen like that. And therefore, it's like the first time I get like a little confirmation, like, oh, much like you, like, oh, I needed that. But anyway, this blog post is about your talents, guys. Like, that everything that you do positively and negatively is to the effect and or glory of the kingdom of God, and whether or not you're using them. I think about this podcast, and you know, this blog post just makes me think about that, and how it took my sister taking an opportunity. You've heard an episode by now with a young lady, Kiana.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just hear a lot in that podcast that speaks to using your talents, that speaks to doing your purpose and understanding that it doesn't always have to be the thing you think it does. It doesn't always have to be in the church. It is wherever you are and whatever you do, because God is in all things. And I like this blog post because we have to start truly equipping the saints. And in a lot of ways, I think we equip Christians to know the Bible, but we don't equip Christians always to live the Bible everywhere they are.
Right, to apply that thing.
To apply it in your mindset, to apply it in how you work. You can change somebody's life working at a restaurant. You can change somebody's life being a notary public. You can change somebody's life no matter where you are. Every part of the body is needed. You know, they talk about when you have your gallbladder removed and how useless or whatever all these different parts of the body are or whatever. But when it's there, it's working. It's doing what it's got to do. It just doesn't overall, like, it ain't going to shut you down, the whole body down, if you take it out or whatever, as they say. But I use that analogy to connect the point of everything is important, even if they say that it's not. Even if you think that it's not, it is important. It is speaking loud. It is a point of connection for somebody who never would have got that connection. There are some people who, like, maybe they grew up and they're like long haul truckers and they don't sit down in church. You know, like, even when they get home from a long shift, like if they have worked really hard to, like, have their money for the year or done a couple jobs that is keeping them cool for a couple, you know, weeks, they might rest, you know, body might be tired, body might be exhausted or whatever, and they might not go out or whatever. If you're a long haul trucker that believes in Jesus, that is, you know, truly deep in the faith, some of them, the first time them getting to hear certain things or getting to hear a praise report or whatever is from you. Some people, their first experience with the glory of God and the majesty of God is through your talent. It's whatever it is, knowing that, especially when people ask you. So if people ask my sister about a lot of the different things that she does, right? Her first play, I'm almost positive at least one person was like, "This the first play you done written? This the first one?" And I'm sure she did the thing that she always was just like, "Yeah, it's very clear that this is my first play." Or like, "What do you mean? Like, this ain't Hamilton, you know," or whatever.
It's the first and only play. I've only written one play. Co-authored one play with my homie, my sister from another mister and missus.
Yeah.
We're sisters in Christ.
But I mean, no matter what it is, people have said that. So if it's the first event that she's done, like, I'm guaranteeing you, I know that you can vividly remember somebody saying something of that ilk to you. And just, you know, you just waved it off. It's so hard to notice where God flourishes us because we can only see it sometimes through the world's eyes. And what that means is we juxtapose that with, so if you tell me I'm good at writing, I'm only going to juxtapose that against everybody that has ever written in the world. And I'm like, well, you know, I ain't got a bestseller. I ain't got this. You know, I didn't write like Langston Hughes. I didn't write no Maya Angelou. It's Black History Month, so I'm only using black authors right now. You know, I didn't.
It's not Black History Month when this comes out, but yes, matter.
Every at this moment, Black History I'm letting Month. Y'all know what's up. You know, I'm not Ta-Nehisi Coates or, you know, all these different, you know, black authors.
Have you ever? Okay, this is the last tangent, but have you ever read a book by Ta-Nehisi Coates? The fact that you mention him, he was a book club. Were you part of the book club conversation?
Mm-mm.
That's the book we read for a book club where we were supposed to read the week because the holidays, we kind of was like, we're going to skip this one. Haven't picked that one. Y'all must talk. That's so weird. Go ahead.
That's just what's funny is I heard about him through other channels. So he Black Panther, the comic book character, he did a comic book run of that. for a while, where he was writing the dialogue and doing the story beats. And there's a guy that I watch, Bomani Jones, who mentioned this book and had talked to him before. He just pops up in a lot of circles of journalism and stuff that I be watching. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to put it back on our list for the next go round when it's time for us to
join y'all. I'll join y'all.
Okay. Because we didn't have time. You know, the holidays were super busy. Just okay.
Zoom in. But that's what I think. I think that it's very encouraging. Even this, like us, like it's showing now the diversity of our talents. So here are the talents that I know are the most prominent within us, whether we claim them fully or not. Acting is a thing that we are very dramatic, emotionally dramatic. And woo! Literally.
Big dramatic.
But we enjoy the presentation of emotions on a stage, on a performance, because right. we understand the literary value of that. It's why when we're watching stuff, like, yeah, we're doing the whole stuff, like, girl, get up, you know, you finna trip, like, yeah, we doing all that. That's culturally something we do. But me and my sister are also very into, like, watching and being like, I bet you just mean this. I bet you this means, like, this metaphorically. This is what they're really trying to, you know. So we also understand the intricacies of acting. Alongside that, writing. I will say we are both not accomplished writers, but accomplished, like, in the sense of where we are compared to like what you would consider a standard. My sister messes with me all the time. Punctuation ain't my strong suit.
It's not. OMG.
But
you know, I could be making a long story longer instead of less long.
Yeah.
That's his
yes. So my punctuation is like, but the funny thing is, like, it's not that I'm bad in the sense that I don't know where a period should go. Well, I should use more periods, because a lot of times I can semicolon calling you to death and it not be a run-on sentence.
But you don't even need a period. You don't even
No, because when I'm sending stuff now, I just don't care. Because I just write what I'm trying to get the thought out, and I'm trying to, like, you know, read it how I'm supposed to read it. But when I had to do the literary papers and stuff of that nature, like, that would be the one thing. It's just like, well, this, I mean, you're not wrong, but you should use a period so you can give somebody a
breath break.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just do that.
But he writes like he talks.
Yeah, basically. there's no technical end, because I can keep going for however long I feel like I need to go, because that's just what it is. Like, don't give me a comma. Like, they should have never gave me a comma. They should have, like, spot ran fast.
I find the commas in the periods and insert them as needed.
She does. So acting, writing in all forms, the general creativity of that, and then just being creative as a whole, whether it's imagination or otherwise, of being able to, like, see something before you actually get to see it. I think those are three things that I can at least pinpoint that talent wise, I know that was instilled from a very early age, are things that we continuously use in our day to day, and are things that God has used on many different levels for us. You know, especially the creativity aspect, because being able to see things in a different way, or making God fun for some people, because this might be the first conversation you've had where somebody be like, that's funny. I never would have thought God was there. Like, yeah, he here. Always. You know, and our sense of humor. I don't think we could... Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I do think we could be comedians, but I think the only issue would be the learning curve of, like, how to write a joke.
I'm definitely not interested in being a stand-up comedian. And, you know, probably 2 years ago or even this time last year, I would have told you no, but I'm hilarious. I've embraced it. I am hilarious. My sister from another mister that we wrote the play together, she would tell me all the time, "You are so, oh my gosh, you are hilarious. Just laugh, laugh, laugh at my jokes." And she made me feel so funny, but I'm like, but we both goofy, but like I am hilarious. If you know me for real, I'm gonna laugh a minute, man.
Laugh for a minute, bro. And the funny part about it, as I wrap up my thoughts on this, is like you just don't realize the power of your talents always. And I've said that before, but I'm rounding that thought out because I think that's the thing that is the most important about this blog post. Understand that everything you do can give glory to God. There are so many churches and so many places where they make you feel like everything you do is separate. That cheerleading stuff or this, that, like, nah, fam. Take God with you where you're going. Change the atmosphere of the places that you're in and ingrain or ingratiate. Excuse me, what I'm trying to say. I think that's the word. But anyway, insert yourself in new places that really need your presence. If y'all don't think these Call of Duty lobbies need Jesus, you are sadly mistaken. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, I know my sister doesn't, ask Darius. My school buddy from back in the day, who I'm Facebook friends with, went to the Central High.
OMG. It's fine. I'm so funny. Y'all think I'm hilarious? He is hilarious. Anyway.
You like that, did you?
No, I didn't. I
It's
didn't.
fags. It's fags.
Okay, but what I was going to say to you is I am well aware of what that is. So, okay, wait. Now I have to tell you guys how I was feeling at the time that I published the blog. Okay, so let's go back in time to November of 2019. You've been in your bag today. God, you are here because you are helping him. Now, I really wish you had stepped in and held his mouth up a little bit, but it's fine.
Help him out. Thought about what, man? What are you talking about? I can't talk about people
So,
I went to high school with.
he's digging himself deeper, Lord. But we know you right here in the midst, so you're gonna do it. You're gonna do a new thing. So now that we've transported, I don't even know what you're talking about because I'm back in November 2019. Where are you at? Okay, I'm back
know.
in
I was
November.
in 2002.
2000. Oh, you went even further back. Woo! This time machine really needs to be fixed. Okay. Oh, all jokes aside. So, November 2019, I've discussed this before. At this point, the blog is September, October, November, like 2 months old, right? And I had not anticipated when I felt God leading me to write a blog post every day. I hadn't anticipated that 2 months in, I would still be writing a blog post every day, right? And so I was doubting who, like, why me? What good is this even gonna do? Like, why am I supposed to be doing this? And so the Talent Search blog really is me thinking out loud on paper or on computer about the fact that God can use whatever talent I have, however he wants to use it. And I don't really know who's going to be impacted by the things that I do. And God is not, I know this already, right? In 2019, I already know this, but God is not limited to the four walls of the church. And I'm calling you to do a new thing, a different thing, something that's uncomfortable with you. But guess what, girl? I've equipped you with everything you need to do this job. It's very intimidating for me to put my writing out there. Writing has always been something that's very personal for me. I remember being a little girl, and anytime I got upset or angry, instead of slamming the doors, my mama was like, "Hey, here's a journal. Sit down and write out what you're feeling." So this blog post is a very personal blog post to me. All the blog posts that I put out there are very personal to me. These are things that I will write in my journal to myself, but now I'm sharing it with the world, right? But I also, at this point in time, I'm like trying to encourage myself in 2019, because I'm in November of 2019, to continue, even if whatever talents I may have. So I'm gonna come back to 2014. Can you? Is the time machine fixed? Why is it making the same noise? It should make a different noise to come forward, don't you think? Oh, I love me and you. So now I'm back in 2024, and I think that is there's a tension and a push and pull that I continue to wrestle with to this day. And I had this conversation with mama not too long ago, because I was singing, I was walking and I was singing, right? I wasn't thinking about the fact that anybody could hear me. I sing quite a lot because life is a musical for me. I just do.
Facts.
But and my mama is like, and so somebody commented and was like, "Why aren't you in the choir? They need your voice." Well, number one, if I was even aware that somebody was around me, I would not have been singing. Okay. And mama was like, "You gonna use all the talents you got one day." Let's be clear though, y'all.
Oh, she stayed with
I can
that. That is one of her that is one of her favorite phrases.
Right. But let's be clear. I can hold a tune in a bucket. I'm not like Mariah Carey or Whitney Houston, but I can't hold a tune in a bucket. And I was in the choir for years. I don't know if I think we've already did the blog recap where I talked about my musical career and all the different singing groups so far. And I still to this day, I continue to have, like I said, it's a tension and it's a push and a pull. I can do lots of things. But one of the things my therapist has been talking with me about is, yes, you can do lots of things, but what is God calling you specifically to do in this season? Like, because you're not every woman. You cannot do it all. You're going to explode. So how is God?
You really just did. I'm surprised you did it with a straight face. But again, life being a musical, just I did good. I did good.
You wanted
Continue.
to start
I
singing?
did.
Do
And I
it.
didn't. I'm every man. It's all in me.
But I'm not though.
Anything you want now, baby.
I do it naturally. Anyway.
Oh.
And we just had this conversation last night about breaking out a song. And so that's I feel like this is a much needed conversation for me. I've said it before, and I will continue to say it every time we do a blog recap. Our God is not an accidental God or coincidental God. He's very intentional and purposeful. And this is a great reminder for me that, yes, the Lord has gifted you with many talents in many different ways. And not saying I'm the best at everything, not at all. You know, you hit on that earlier Bible study, brother, that we look at the talents that we have and we compare them to somebody else and say, "Oh, well, I'm not like blah, blah, blah." But I don't have to be like so and so. She's already doing that. She's got that covered. I have to use what God has given to me uniquely in whatever way He's given it to me. He gave it to me for a reason, because He wants me to be 100% Sarita. And there's a need for my voice, there's a need for every talent that I have. And you talked about, and I think too, I'm not going to go all the way back to 2019, so don't cue the time machine. But when I was back in 2019, I thought about the fact that my presence in different places has had a positive impact, right? Somebody at some point somebody was saying to me just how they were complimenting me just about my personality or something, and you just make everything better. And I'm like, if you want me to be 100% honest with you, I think the thing that compels you and makes you drawn to me is the Christ in me. It's not necessarily me, because you know, I'm mean. Amen.
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 Keep preaching,
Your
sis.
friend probably would tell you I'm mean. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. My friend might actually say that.
He probably, I
Oh,
believe
well,
your friend
all the
would.
friends have said that.
That I'm mean. But I really think specifically in that situation, what compelled the person to me was the spirit of God in me, not necessarily me, because I'm a lot. Like in real life, you talk about dramatic. In real life, I'm a lot. And I,
Look at this
yeah, I'm a
growth.
lot.
Look at this growth.
Huh?
Look at this growth, man. And her
It's the
heart
truth.
grew 12 sizes that day.
I'm not the Grinch anymore.
You're not the Grinch anymore.
Let me say this. I am a nice person. I'm a very nice person. But to the people that are ex closest to me, I'm a lot more vocal.
That's a word
And
for it, yes.
I'm a lot more vocal.
Aggressive.
And do you want me to lie to you?
Not that I don't mean no harm in 2024. Do you want me to
That's
lie to
my,
you?
I don't, I mean, do you want me to lie? I'm not going to, but I'm asking. Do you want me to lie
Bison.
to you?
Oh
So,
man. Ooh, the unadulterated truth.
that runs deep in our family. And I think a lot of times, because I am so nice and polite to people, and I present as so pleasant, they don't realize. I mean, if you want me to tell you, I can tell
Oh no,
you.
they realize. I've already told you about this. We talked about your that scalpel you got over there. They know.
People don't know until it
No,
comes out,
they
and
know.
then they're crying and their feelings are hurt. It's been there the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I just, the Lord, like we talked about him gathering, he is there, and the Holy Spirit be like, not today, sister. Not today. Just let me speak. Don't you speak. So anyway, all of that said, I think we all have unique qualities, unique attributes. There's only one you, and God made you for a reason, and he wants to use you to get the message out, to spread love. We're the hands and feet of Christ on this earth. I say it often, and I mean it because it's true. We do have a responsibility, and it's certainly not contained to the walls of the church. Because if it is, then what are we doing here? What's the point? Like we're here on mission, we're here on assignment, and reaching out to people doesn't always necessarily look churchy. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't
On
look
BET
like.
Plus right now.
It doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that I'm wearing my shirt with my scriptures, and when you come in my office, I have Christ all over the wall, but my attitude, right, is poor. Ain't drawing nobody because I'm so sour. I know plenty of people like that. But we have a responsibility to realize that we're always ministering wherever we are, in the grocery store, while we're driving. Like you said, while we're cheerleading. So, yeah, Talent Search was a great reminder for me that
Fade down, organs, fade
God wants to use me. God has plans and purpose for my life, and I need to be intentional. I need to be intentional about using everything that he's given me in a responsible way.
down. Answers.
Amen.
Amen. Well, guys, if you want more conversation or to come on the show or just to get to know us a little better, follow all the links down in the description. The link to the website is also down there. We appreciate you for spending your time with us. And remember, guys, it's not just you or I that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching. Yeah.